I wanted to share a quick insight with you. Many of you new to the channel have asked, I don't know how to worship. What do I do? Anytime you think of the goodness of God or your relationship with Him, whether you express it out loud or not, this is worship. But more specifically, entering into songs of praise, thankfulness, appreciation for who He is entering into worship. This is the way I do it. If I see spring buds on the trees and marvel at their beauty and the wonder of the seasons, I tell Him how beautifully He's made His creation and thank Him for the opportunity to experience it. And when I come into worship, I put on music and then enter into the song. And here I want to say, not just any song, music that is very personal and intimate in worshiping Him, or music that is very inspiring, or even some of the classical pieces that are very heavenly and inspiring. But it should be music that's set aside strictly for worship, not something you listen to in the background. Not just general worship songs, but things that you can really feel in your heart, really express where you're coming from with the Lord. I happen to really like Julie True and her more recent albums. She has an intimate, beautiful connection with the Lord. Very authentic, extremely authentic connection. And I find that she probably doesn't even have one song that I can't worship the Lord to. They're all so beautiful. And the really awesome thing to do is to put it on shuffle and allow the Lord to pick the song. Holy Spirit will pick exactly the right song for your thoughts. It will really blow you away. It has done that to Ezekiel and I many times. It's like we're thinking something fearful and all of a sudden He comes along with the song of how He's guarding and protecting us. It's just amazing, really, putting it on shuffle. Let's give Him the opportunity to pick the song that He wants us to worship to at that time. And you'll be totally amazed at how targeted it is for exactly what we're going through at the time. But save those songs for your time of worship. Don't wear them out listening to them in the background. They're too special. Unless you're doing something and you want to worship while you're doing it. Sometimes He is singing it to me, and I'm singing it back to Him. Other times the musician is singing to Him, and I lift my heart and mind up to God in that song, and either sing with it or spiritually and mentally enter in and praise Him. Music is so very, very powerful. Engaging the emotions, the thoughts, and vibrations created by the wavelength of the music, which do much to the physical body, that either stirs those deep emotions or covers us in waves of gratitude and peace. But the same effect can be had by reading God's words, the Bible. Please pick a translation that speaks to you clearly. Open it and start reading. You will find counsel in times of confusion, comfort in times of fear, hope in times of darkness. Every conceivable medicine for our souls is in the Scriptures because they are God-breathed for our edification and growth in the knowledge of God and formation of holiness. And by the way, if some of you may not know about our book, Rhema, which is really a compilation of messages from the Lord to us, organized by subject, so that you can go to Him in prayer with this book and ask Him to speak to your heart what's important to you to know right now, and open it and start reading, and you'll be absolutely amazed at how right on target the answers are. Because He has the ability to open that book to the page that He wants you to read. And I, of course, I always bless the book, and I ask Holy Spirit to please choose a reading for me. And that's not something that should be done lightly. He said we're a kingdom of priests and prophets, and the priest would consult the Lord. for the congregation to find out God's will, whether they should go into battle or not, whether they should move in this direction or that direction. So you have that gift as a believer, as a current day believer under the new dispensation, the New Testament. You have the gift and the ability to seek the Lord and receive answers from Him. So that's about the book Rhema. But you can also do this with scriptures or a Bible promise book, another tool that we like to use. These words at times, especially the illuminated ones, the Rhemas, can send you right into tears with thanksgiving because God is obviously hearing and understanding and right there with you on the same page. And the answer He gave you is solid proof. And sometimes it's just overwhelmingly wonderful to know. Other times you may fall into a swoon with the delicate way He expresses His love for us, especially through the examples that have been written of those He healed. We see ourselves in their stead. The woman at the well, the woman with the issue of blood who was unclean but dared to touch the Lord and as a result was healed. So many examples of ways that He was compassionate with the blind and the lepers. Sometimes you open to that and He's talking to you. There may be a sickness that you have or a blindness that you have, and He's speaking directly to you, His heart for you, His heart of healing for you. And then we give thanks and enter into a special place of praise because the God who created heaven and earth is so connected to us and so very deeply concerned, even as a mother would be. Yet, of course, He's masculine, and our souls are feminine. But coming back to the message, dear ones, when you make time to praise and adore Him, when you respond to the graces He gives us at times, calling us aside with Him, oh, don't pass those by. Even if you're driving down the road, if He calls to you, find a safe, quiet place to park and give Him all your attention. Linger with Him. He's lonely for you. Put on some music and worship. Comfort Him with your love. He's so vulnerable and needy for the love from His creatures. For those of you that just have to ask, well, where's that in the Bible? I encourage you to check out the Psalms that David wrote when he was alone in the fields with God, tending his flock, and when he was running from the murderous King Saul. And premier among those words are the Song of Solomon, where through a metaphor God is speaking to his bride and praising her beauty. Many of the words are metaphors for her spiritual attributes and love for him, and not to be taken literally as erotic literature, but rather describing the beauty of her soul. Also, Hosea, the prophet of divine love, is a wonderful love story of how God feels about us. The scriptures are peppered with metaphors and examples of God's love for His bride and His longing for her devotion and even coming aside into the wilderness to be alone with Him. Open your eyes, dear ones. He is in love with you. Don't disappoint Him. Spend quality time with Him. Remember, He needs your worship and praise and love and adoration to make up for the millions of souls that don't have a clue and don't love Him and don't worship Him. He is in love with you.